you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Listening friend, we're glad you're here. We're back to our opening theme song, which we played for many years by the Neelands, titled We're Glad You're Here. I'll play it out in its entirety. That's the Neelands. We're glad you're here. In fact, I got that CD from Rex Neeland, who's now with the Lord, 25, 27 years ago, a long time ago. They were here in Illinois at Rock Home Gardens putting on a concert that we helped sponsor. It was one of the early events as a radio ministry that we put together. And so it's a fun song, and I like those lyrics because we are, in fact, glad you're here. It seems like it's been a long time since I got to talk with you on this side of the microphone. As for the last few weeks, we've had a number of Christmas specials, and so this week we return to our regular scheduled programming for Mark and Friends. On Monday, we do readings from Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early, and I've chosen a few sections from Chapter 7 to read today. Tomorrow it'll be Testimony Tuesday, but I think with Marianne and I meeting up at our Champaign Great News Media Center, I think part of the testimonies will be catching up with some of the listener mail, all that great Christmas feedback and correspondence that we received. Then on Wednesday, Marianne will join me for the Prime Lifetimes in Review and probably additional listener letters. Donna Leland on Thursday, and then Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffel, Lord willing, will help facilitate our time of discussion with a topic still to be determined. So how might it affect you this week? Well, stay tuned for today's edition. As we believe in prayer, we practice prayer, we want you praying. And in fact, this Thursday night, 7 p.m. at the Great News Media Center, we'll have our community-wide prayer gathering and worship time, so you're invited to that. Then on Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, always a favorite day of the week for me, but I think tomorrow our testimonies will be, as mentioned, listener letters. Wednesday, we'll read some articles from our January edition of the Prime Life Times, which is out and about in our 400 locations. Thursday, Donna Leland is really getting in stride with her devotional thoughts, cheery good comments. She's just so down to earth and helps you feel a part of her program, and she'll pick out some great music for you to enjoy. And then Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffel. And we'll be meeting on Wednesday for that taping of the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. So if you want to be one of our studio guests to enter into the discussion, we meet this Wednesday at noon. And you can always call for more information, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. And then also, if you're a pastor or a ministry leader, and by ministry leader, say you head up and are the executive director or management staff of one of the area ministries, the first Thursday of every month, I schedule a special speaker that'll encourage, empower, and equip you in your ministry. Well, that'll be happening this Thursday at noon at the Great News Media Center. And so you're welcome to join us if you're a pastor or ministry leader of a nonprofit ministry that's serving the communities around our area. Come join us, but you must contact me so I can plan accordingly. We meet at noon, and we're done on or before 1:15, so we're very prompt. The speaker is John Wieland. He's an author, speaker, entrepreneur, and he's going to share about the importance of storytelling. And speaking of storytelling, wow, for the last few weeks, if you were tuned in, we had all sorts of broadcasts during Mark and Friends telling various stories about that Christmas message. And so if you were out of town or missed any of these that I'm going to highlight, they are archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at wluj.org, under the Mark and Friends tab. But 2 weeks ago, Christmas week, on Monday, Pastor Jason Schiffel shared the joy of Christmas. It was a fantastic message from a few years back that I just had to share with you all. Then on Tuesday and Wednesday, you heard O Little Town of Bethlehem, a Moody special that was placed into those 2 days. Thursday, Donna Leland shared some Christmas memories, thoughts, and poetry, and some of her favorite things about the Christmas holiday. And then on Friday, 2 weeks ago, Johnny Erickson Tata's Christmas special. And then last week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, The Lesser Characters of Christmas, a special put together by the Moody Broadcasting Network. Then Thursday, Donna Leland had a special interview with Ethel Evans. Wow, was that powerful. Ethel is a beloved senior saint from the Springfield area, has been around a lot of years, and her testimony was not only eye-opening, but wow, God, how he worked through her life and continues to work through her in amazing ways. And then last Friday, Billy Graham delivered a message titled The Brevity of Time. I thought it was so appropriate with the new year upon us and the importance of how God sees time and how we should value time and work within the parameters of time to accomplish things for his sake. And so it seems like it's been a long, long time since I've gotten to share with you. And I think also tomorrow with Marianne in the studio, besides some listener letters being read, our team is working on a special mailing to those of you that donated to this ministry in 2022. And we're going to include it in with the end of year summary letter that you get that lists all your gifts throughout the year and can be utilized for tax purposes. But there's some expansion opportunities, some unique ways God is moving this ministry forward to reach tens of thousands of more people. The FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, has approved 3 different power increases, one near Carlinville, one near Macomb, and one near Fisher. And so we're excited about the possibilities there. But it's going to take your involvement. These projects are expensive. When you need to acquire new transmitters, coax lines, antennas, in one situation, property to build a tower on or to move a tower to, And so that'll be going out in a few weeks after Joyce and I sign all those hundreds of giving letters, and we'll enclose it in that first-class postage that we send out acknowledging your gifts from 2022. So if you gave at any point in 2022, expect that in a few weeks. And you haven't given, but you want to or will or want to know about this exciting news, tune in tomorrow and I'll share a little more about it, or become a part of our giving family and write us today or call in. Our address is, there's two addresses, Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843, or WLUJ, 600 West Mason Street, Springfield, Illinois, 62702. All right, listening friend, together we do better, and that's how we're feeling about this new year, all the different ways we can team up and further God's kingdom work as we lift high the name of Jesus and serve our great God faithfully. Well, this book, Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders, we've spent some months in it, generally on Mondays, reading excerpts. We find ourselves in chapter 7 today. So before I start, Father God, I just pray for this reading that it may touch all of our hearts in various ways. You know our needs, you know our tendencies, you know our strengths, our weaknesses. Our desire is to walk in cadence with your Spirit's leading today. Help us seize those divine appointments that you lay out or desire us to be involved in. Maybe it's an encouraging word. Maybe it's sharing scripture. Maybe it's lending a listening ear. Help us see you at work and extend your kingdom influence and authority in what we say, how we share, what we do, and those we get to touch. Thank you for the many listeners that are involved in this radio ministry in a variety of ways through their prayers and financial support, volunteer efforts. And I trust as I read from this book, you will awaken in our minds and hearts different directions we should take, proddings to help us be those faithful disciples of Jesus, and may we all be good ambassadors for you today. Praying in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, listening friend, I'll begin on page 119 with the heading, Praying for Rain. John R. Rice, 1895 to 1980, was a pastor, an evangelist, and editor of the largest Christian publication of its kind during its time, the Sword of the Lord biweekly Christian newspaper. His book, Prayer, Asking and Receiving, is a collection of bold statements, stirring stories, challenging scriptures, and practical advice about specific prayer. He was adamant in his view that real prayer is asking and asking for something definite. He said prayer is not only asking, but it is asking something. It is hardly prayer if it is not definite. He told of holding a series of evangelistic meetings in a West Texas town in the midst of a terrible drought. Crops and cattle were dying because of the lack of rain. As he prayed about the drought and the meetings, Rice became convinced God wanted to show his power. So he promised God that as soon as the people were ready to confess their sins and pray for the lost, they would cry out to God to send rain and revival. When that time came, it was hot and dry as ever. Yet the night, Rice told the people to ask God to send rain within 24 hours. Then Rice boldly announced to the public that they should be prepared for rain in the next 24 hours. Only if it came within that time span should they count it as an answer to their prayers. The next day it was blistering with no hope of rain in the clear sky. The people gathered that morning begging God to show his power by sending rain by the evening service. Businessmen downtown looked at the sky and scoffed at Rice's bold prediction of rain as a definite answer to prayer. Yet, at 2 o'clock, for the first time in weeks, a strong wind kicked up and a heavy dark cloud blew in from the southwest. The plate glass windows of a store where the scoffers had gathered was blown in. The sky ripped open. Rain poured down on the town. That night the church was packed. The entire town knew God is real and that he answers definite prayers. 50 people saved. About once a year, our church had a week of prayer and fasting. One year, the week of prayer and fasting led into a special Bring a Friend Day at church. After praying about it for some time, I felt led to ask our church to pray for 50 adults to be saved the next Sunday on our Bring a Friend Day. Many fasted and prayed for the unsaved and invited them to church. At the time, our church held 3 Sunday morning worship services. At the end of the first service, a couple people made public confessions of faith in Christ. At the end of the second service, nearly a dozen more received Christ, but we had prayed for 50. The third service was packed and God was obviously working. I gave the invitation and all over the room, dozens of people gave their lives to Christ. After the service, one of the associate pastors walked up holding a stack of decision cards. He grabbed me and said, 50 people saved today. Immediately, 4 men hurried up to me. Eagerly, they asked, how many? How many what? I teased. You know what, they said. We spent the morning in the prayer chapel asking God to save 50 in our worship service today. You should have prayed for 51. Those 4 men, along with many others in our church, had been definite in prayer, and God had been definite in answering. God answers definite prayer. Okay, let's see. 2 more sections. How to be definite in prayer and ask big. Let me give several suggestions for becoming more definite, bold, and effective in prayer, and they list 4. 1. Pray about what you pray for. That may sound kind of silly, but what I mean is that it often takes time waiting on God and sorting through our motives to hear his voice clearly so we know what we ought to ask for. I figure that if I'm going to go boldly before the throne of God, I want to be confident about what I'm asking for. 2. Pray about what you really desire. I think it is better to ask for a few definite requests with boldness than to ask for a bunch of things half-heartedly. 3. Search your heart to make sure your motives are pure. Don't ask unless you can ask for something you are certain will glorify God. 4, this is under the heading How to Be Definite in Prayer, go on record. For most things, this may mean writing it down. For some requests, it means telling others. Can I get a testimony? Has that ever been true for you? And here's what's written under the heading Ask Big from our book Prayer, the Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. The global ministry of the Navigators was born when 25-year-old Dawson Trotman determined to pray over a map of the world 2 hours early every morning for 40 days. During that season and subsequent years, as he poured his life into training men, Dawson Trotman claimed his own such promises as these. And he cites 3 scriptures, Jeremiah 33:3, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know. Jeremiah 33:3. Isaiah 43:4. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men in exchange for you and people in exchange for your life. Isaiah 43:4. And then Isaiah 58:12. Your people will rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. You will be called repairer of broken walls, restorer of streets with dwellings. Isaiah 58:12. In later years, even as the ministry of the Navigators began to stretch around the world, Trotman also rebuked his colleagues with statements such as, you are not really asking things for the world. Your vision is limited. You need to ask big. If he had to miss a staff meeting, he asked his stand-in to make note of what they asked for and tell me. I want to know if they are asking big. And I'll close out with big enough to make the sun stand still. Joshua had the immense challenge of conquering the Promised Land by defending the pagans. He learned the value of bold faith. One time he asked God for something so large that it is practically beyond imagination. But with an infinite God, nothing is too large to ask. So Joshua asked the Lord to make the sun stand still, and God was big enough to do it. And here's the story out of Joshua 10:12-14. On the day the Lord gave the Amorites over to Israel, Joshua said to the Lord in the presence of Israel, O sun, stand still over Gibeon, O moon over the valley of Ajalon. So the sun stood still and the moon stopped, till the nation avenged itself over its enemies, as it is written in the book of Jasar. The sun stopped in the middle of the day and delayed going down about a full day. There has never been a day like it before or since, a day where the Lord listened to a man. Surely the Lord was fighting for Israel. Joshua 10:12-14. Oh, listening friends, the Lord will fight for you today. Walk in His ways, follow the Lord Jesus, stay in step with the Spirit's leading, and see prayers answered all around you. Speaking of prayers all around you, you have been an answer to our prayers with this radio ministry. Thank you, God, for each and every one of you that have financially supported us in the past years and in 2022. We're finishing up our books, and it seems like all of our expenses have been paid, and there's no debt, and we couldn't have done it without you. And as mentioned, tomorrow I'll share a little more, but we have three great expansion projects ahead of us. I ask for your prayers and financial support, and we'll see how God leads in the days ahead. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.